This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Tune in every Wednesday at 4 p.m. for Team Martech, local professionals serving our community. Listen to a financial advisor, local attorney, independent insurance agent, mortgage broker, realtor, and certified public accountant. They discuss issues and answer questions of interest to you. That's Team Martech, Wednesdays at 4 p.m. on WCNO.
Hi, my name is Manny Rivera. I'm the lead pastor of Impact Church in Miami, Florida. At the beginning of this summer, God has smiled on us by visiting us with His presence in a powerful way. We've seen miracles of healing and signs and wonders. By our Lord's instructions, we began having meetings called power gatherings. These power gatherings are meetings where churches come together in the spirit of unity and contend for the supernatural. Hundreds of people have been baptized in the Holy Spirit, and through them, hundreds of miracles, signs, and wonders have occurred. We've seen from cancer disappearing to deaf ears opening and physical scars disappearing. On November the 2nd at 6 p.m., a power gathering is coming to the great city of Fort Pierce. We will be hosted by Truth Church, pastored by Jason and Kim Bumgardner. I hope to see you there.
Hey guys, it's Pastor Jason. I hope you can make it to this next power gathering. Truth Church is located at 3891 Edwards Road. For more information, you can call us at 772-461-8555 or check us out on the web at mytruthchurch.com.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Meyers, Realtor with Century 21, All Professional, and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047. Taking care of business. Taking care of
business. Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarbus, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Bumgardner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." This week, Pastor Jason will be speaking on the love of the Father. So grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14 says, "Do not be unequally yoked with an unbeliever." Do not do it. Don't yoke yourself together with them. So, well, what's a yoke? A yoke is what they used to put on oxen's shoulders when they would plow the field. The Old Testament says it this way: don't yoke an ox up with an ass. Now, if you feel like you've been carrying all the load, you need to look to the right or the left of you and see what's on the side of you. If it ain't an ox, then what is it? That's in the Bible. And the Bible says that because anybody that knows that if you put an ox and an ass next to each other, the ox is taller than the ass, the ox has got longer legs than the ass, the ox has got broader shoulders than the ass. All they're going to do is irritate each other. The ass is going to want to go this way, and the ox is going to want to go that way. The ox has got longer legs than the ass. He walks faster than the ass. They ain't going to do nothing but irritate each other. They are unequally yoked. And what will happen is instead of plowing up a field for their destiny, they'll just go in a circle. And they will be confused. Come on, somebody. They cannot be yoked up together. They don't have the same ability. They don't have the same value. They don't have the same direction. They don't have the same dream. They don't have the same vision. You've got to learn that you cannot be unequally yoked with an unbeliever. Yes, oh, Pastor, I don't know. What are you talking about? I'm saying some people live at such a low level of self-esteem, they'll hook up with anybody that gives them attention. Christians, they live with such low self-esteem in life, the first person that comes along and shows them some attention, they think God's blessing them. And listen, when you hook up with somebody that doesn't love the God that you love, you got problems. Because they're not going to share the same values as you do. Guess what? When you hook up with somebody like that, they don't just bring their body in your bed. They don't just bring their brains and their money. They bring their spirit. And things start getting attached to you that ain't godly anymore. Amen? And you wake up one day and you look around the room and you say, how did all these crazy things get in my life? And you realize that there's a crazy person laying in your bed. Then you ought to know. So, Pastor, you're being too real with me this morning. I'm telling you the truth. Listen, I thank God for the people that he adds to my life. I thank God for the people that he multiplies in my life. Multiplication and addition of people is great because it's really about growing the kingdom of God. But how many of you know every now and then God needs to subtract some people out of your life and divide some things away from your life? Because some of them people, some of them things will mess you up. They'll hurt you, amen? We need to quit being so insecure that we chase after everything that God is trying to free us from. I don't know who this is for this morning, man, but somebody in here, God is saying, you need to stop chasing somebody. You need to cut them loose and move on to your destiny. Somebody in here, you've been chasing the wrong person, amen? I mean, some connections are from the kingdom of heaven. Some are from the kingdom of darkness. And you've got to be able to discern the difference. So Jehoshaphat, he meets Jehoram. He doesn't even pray about this thing. He gets into this relationship with this guy, this other king. He doesn't consider who his parents are and his history and all this idol worship that's going on in the nation of Israel. He just thinks, you know, well, he needs help and I'm a good-hearted king and we all used to be one nation. Maybe I should just do my best to help him out. And he knows that Misha over Moab is a terrible, rotten king and really wants to take the nation of Israel. And Jehoshaphat says, okay, we're going to be friends. I'm going to be your friend. We're going to be partners. We're going to hook up together. He didn't even pray about it. He didn't seek the prophet about it. He didn't seek God about it. He didn't do anything. He just thought, well, I'm a nice guy and he needs help. I'm going to be his friend. So how many know after some time passes, Jehoram says to Jehoshaphat, he says, are we together? Are we tight? Are we friends? Are we partners? Jehoshaphat says, well, yeah, of course we are. I got your back. You got my back. We tight. We friends. Come on, how many know if you're tight, then my enemies are your enemies. My bills are your bills. My problems are your problems if we tight. Isn't that right? Listen, I can relate to Jehoshaphat. I really can, man. I used to have this landscape company. I started in 1998. Dad started pastoring here in December of 1998. And around the middle of 1999, towards the end of that year, our company was really growing. We were really expanding. We were getting more contracts than we had workers to do. And I'm having all these visions of God's going to bless me financially so I can bless the ministry. And he's called me to do this. And I'm dreaming big and I'm taking risk and opportunity. And I thought I was in faith, but really I was in presumption. How many know there's a big difference? Faith will get you to your destiny. Presumption will get you broke. Every time. Come on, some of y'all been there and done that and got the t-shirt. So anyway, I'm the worship leader here at the church, and I'm the youth pastor, and things are going good, and the worship team is going good, and everything's going good. The landscape company is going good. And I used to go to these network meetings, and I would meet these different people in different businesses because I really like to network. And I thought, well, that's how you grow a business. You meet other business leaders in a community and other business people. And I met this man at this network meeting, and he was just starting a landscape company in Stewart. And we got to hanging out, real nice, real smart guy. And we got to talking, and I said, man, this guy's got a gift of sales. He's got a gift of sales. I could learn a few things from him. So we hang out, we're having lunch, and he said, well, you know, I just moved to the area. I need the church. I said, well, come on to church. He comes to church. He's in the church for a month. Can I get on the worship team? Yeah, get on the worship team. And he's up on the platform singing behind us, and things are good. You know, we got this kind of cool friendship, and he comes to me. He goes, you know, we ought to partner up and go in business together. I said, well, man, that's a pretty good idea. I might do that. So I went and talked to Kim about it, and they're laughing because they know who I'm talking about. I went and talked to Kim about it, and I said, yeah, we'll go in business together. Let's do that. And he said, yeah, I'll sell the jobs. We'll have the workers do them. He goes, you come out, and he said, I'll measure them and sell them. You come out there, and you do the work. I said, okay. So he goes out and starts selling these jobs, and he's taking big deposits, you know, $1,000 here, $2,000 there, $1,000 here. And he said, I got all these work lined up for you. I'm like, praise God, we got some work. I said, now give me the deposit so I can go buy the plants. Well, I don't got it right now. I'm waiting on the check. And I started getting this stuff. What I found out later and what I didn't know then is that he was taking deposits and going up the Fort Pierce High Line. The guy had a gambling addiction and was spending other people's money. And then I found out that he was passing bad checks all over Palm Beach County in another landscape business. He started in Fort Lauderdale and was working his way up the coast. But I wasn't too smart in choosing my friends wisely. I read this scripture, and I thought, man, I was Jehoshaphat. I had a half-committed friend and a half-committed Christian and a half-committed business partner, and got me in more trouble than I know what to do with myself. And he left town, and I ended up having to pay back all this stuff. It was definitely a learning curve for me, amen? I just share that with you because life is real. It comes at you hard and fast. And sometimes you think you're doing the right thing, and you ain't doing the right thing. Well, needless to say, our partnership didn't end so well. It kind of ended a little bit ugly, and he calls me about every 2 years and apologizes, asks me to forgive. I said, I forgive you a long time ago, but he still calls. Thank God's still dealing with him. Amen. You got to be careful who you're hooking up with, who you're partnering up with. Listen, single guys, just because she's good looking and says she loves Jesus don't mean that she ain't got 30 credit cards in her purse and she's over her head in debt. Listen, girls, you single girls, just because he says he lives down on the beach don't mean he ain't sleeping in a pop tent at night. Y'all know what I'm talking about. So Joram says, since we are such good friends and we tight, I need to tell you something, Jehoshaphat. I'm under attack, and my enemies are your enemies. and you're going to help me, right, Jehoshaphat? And Jehoshaphat said, well, yeah, I'm going to help you. I guess I will help you. We're friends, and that's fine. I'll help you. So Joram came to Jehoshaphat and said, how are we going to do this? Jehoshaphat said, well, this is what we'll do. Our strategy will be to go around behind Edom. We'll come up behind him, sneak up on him, and we'll lay siege to his kingdom, and we'll try to get him. And then that way, that's the most vulnerable place for attack, and we'll be able to get him. And so here goes King Joram and all his army, and King Jehoshaphat and all his army, and they're going out together to find the weakness of King Mesha of Moab. And the Bible says when they get around the backside of the wilderness of Edom, the river was dried up. There was no water in the river. And all the wells that were back there were dried up. They can't find water anywhere to stay alive. And as the water dries up and as the river dries up, the horses start dying. And some of the soldiers start dying, and everything's dry. There ain't no water. How many know it can get dry? There ain't no water. You ain't going to live. How many know when your life runs out of water, it can get very depressing sometimes. A lot of things begin to dry up spiritually for us when we ain't got the spiritual water of God running through our veins. You ever see any Christians dried up? It's like they walk around with their lips like they're dried up. How you doing?
Fine.
You okay?
Yes.
Well, you don't look happy.
I'm fine. Very happy.
Well, you know they ain't had no spiritual water to drink in a while. They're thirsty. Their praise is dried up. Their worship is dried up. Their giving is dried up. Their time is dried up. The sermon's dried up. Everything in their life is dried up. And there ain't nothing good coming out of them that's alive. And when it's dried up, they begin to die off here. And they begin to die off there, and they begin to become very vulnerable to every attack from the enemy. I mean, if you're spiritually dried up, the enemy can take you out with something really simple. Oh, you didn't wave at me this morning. That's it. I'm going back into the world. When was the last time you took time to pray? So here we are. We got this good man and this halfway good man, half committed Christian. they done partnered up over something that has a mutual enemy. And watch this. They are in a mess. They are in a mess. They are in the middle of a mess. Horses are dying and soldiers are dying. How many of you know anybody that's ever been right in the middle of a mess and don't even know how they got there?
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God. You're my company.
You ever just open your eyes one day and go, man, I am in the middle of a mess. How in the world did I get here? Who done did this to me? How many of you know you didn't even know how you got where you went wrong? You don't even know where you made the wrong turn. You're just going along. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Where in the world am I at? Start saying, you start talking about, I was just trying to help somebody. I was just trying to bless somebody. I was just trying to be like God and be like Jesus and do something good. And now instead of helping them, I need help. I'm in the middle of a mess. I thought I'd be a brother. What did I have that wrong? Now I'm in a mess. How did I get here? Listen, I got good news for you today. Because it don't matter if you're in the middle of a mess or not. Horses dying, soldiers dying or not. God can pull you up out of the middle of your mess. These guys are out there in the middle of the wilderness. They don't know if they're going to survive or not in the wilderness. And the good news is listen to this. God will never turn away from a worshiper. Let me try that over here. God will never turn away from a worshiper. Never turn away from a worshiper. God will never turn away from somebody that's praising his name. He'll never turn his attention away from somebody that knows how to get his attention, from somebody that knows how to step into the presence of God. God will never turn away from anybody that knows how to lift up their voice and lift up their hands and worship him. Listen, I got good news. God's not trying to punish you. God's not mad at you. He's not trying to find a way to take you out and do you in. And God's not trying to judge you for your mistakes. He's not trying to say, this is the way you made your mess and that's your bed and you're going to have to lie in it. Suffer. That's not what God is saying. He's just wanting somebody that recognizes that he's the God of heaven and earth and he is worthy of all praise. That's what he's looking for. How do you know he's above all and through all? He's my God. Amen. And if you'll turn your attention to him and praise him and step into a place of worshiping him, God will release something towards you that'll deliver you out of your mess. Yeah. Praise God, he's not the God of condemnation. I said he's not the God of condemnation. In fact, he's the God that restores the years that the cankerworm came and ate out of your life. He gives back what was taken. And not only does he give it back in one portion, God gives back in a double portion. I say it's time to stand up and declare that what the devil has stolen out of your life, God is returning double for your trouble. You better watch out. You might have twins next, baby. My God. Double for your trouble. Ooh, Jesus. Some of y'all feel like you've been out in the wilderness for years. Y'all dried up and things are going bad and you feel like you're dying. Listen to me. You are in the right place today. God has destiny for your life and he's about to restore to you what the devil's taken out of your life. I come to tell somebody your drought's coming to an end. Hallelujah. The water's rolling. Some of y'all feel like, yeah, I run out of water a year ago. Well, I got good news. It's about the rain. It ain't coming from Irene. It's coming from Jesus. You know, that's what John 4 is all about. It's about a wellspring of life, of living water that comes out from the inside of you and bubbles up. How do you think that thing gets released? It gets released through your mouth when you begin to sing and worship a mighty God. Joram looked at Jehoshaphat and said, "We're going to die out here. It's ugly. Ain't nothing to drink. We're going to die out here. Why'd you even tell us to come this way, Jehoshaphat? I thought you had a direct line to God. I thought I could trust you. I thought we were tight. I thought God was on your side, Jehoshaphat. Our enemies are going to have their way with us. Both of our kingdoms are going to, they're going to triumph over us. What are we going to do?" And King Jehoshaphat looked at King Joram. He said, "Is there not a prophet of God that we can inquire of? Is there not a word of God we can get? We need to hear from God on this thing. Is there not a prophet around here that we can get a word from God on that'll come and speak into us?" And Joram said, "Yeah, there's one prophet I can think of, but you ain't going to like what he's got to say." He calls his servant and he says, "Go find Elisha. Go get him. We need him. We're about to die out here in the middle of this mess. We need a word from the Lord." The servant goes and gets Elisha, and King Joram and his entourage get on their horses and they head towards Elisha's tent. And King Jehoshaphat and his entourage, they head toward Elisha's tent. And here they come across the wilderness to Elisha's place. King Jehoshaphat and King Joram get to the prophet's tent and they walk in. And I guess King Joram, since he already knew who Elisha was, and he's the one that got him in all the trouble with the king of Moab, decided to take the lead and offer a proposition to Elisha. And he said, "Elisha, we need a word from God. We out here in the middle of this mess in this wilderness. We're dying. We ain't got no water. We're supposed to be the children of the promise. And here we are. We're dying. We need help. Will you please help us?" And Elisha looks at Joram and he says this to him: "What's wrong with them stone gods you got? What's wrong with them stone gods? They not talking to you back there and where you come from in your land? They not giving you a word? Why don't you go back and talk to your stone gods? Why are you down here talking to me? Go home. Talk to them idols you've been worshiping. Talk to them idols you've been hanging out with. Go home. Take your problems to somebody else." Watch this. Elisha was not impressed by Joram's personality, and he wasn't intimidated by his position. "Go on back. What you coming to me for? You've been ignoring God all these years, and you will come to me when you're out in the middle of a mess, in the middle of a wilderness, ain't got no water to drink? Carve you a new idol out of some stone. Do something. I ain't got nothing to say to you." Because really what Elisha said to him was, "Who do you think you are? Coming strutting in my tent in your kingly garments, believing your half-hearted self is going to get a word from God. You need to go back home to where you come from. You need to get out of my face, boy." That's what he was really saying. Listen to me this morning. Somebody needs to stand up and teach this younger generation. They need to stop taking advantage of God. This next generation of saints, they just feel like they can serve God for their personal gain. Every time they get in trouble, he's like a little ATM machine. They can click God and punch in G-O-D, and he's going to deliver them out of their mess. Somebody needs to teach you that if you really want to have a word from God, you need to humble yourself before God and repent for what you've been up to and get your life together and stop living in that hole you've been living in. You need to separate yourself unto God. God's not going to share you. He ain't gonna do it.
Oh, praise Him.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-4444. 7721-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbes. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Enrolling for the 2014 school year. If you live in St. Lucie County and have a desire for your child's education to include Christian values and principles, then we want to meet you. Golden Rule Academy offers small class sizes, caring Christian educators, sports, and both accelerated and paced BSE programs. Free K-12 grade scholarships are available and going fast. Call today, 464-1597. Again, that's 464-1597. Golden Rule Academy, training up children in the way they should go for over 8 years.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.